The Montana governor's proposed budget includes cuts to funding for senior long-term care. Those in the already struggling industry say as more Montanans enter their 80s, a wider community will feel the impacts. Within the last 3 years, 11 of Montana's nursing homes closed in a single 12-month period. That adds pressure to those providers left, like Big Sky Senior Services in Billings, which provides payee services for over 100 people and offers in-home care for seniors on a sliding fee scale. Executive Director Tyler Edmondson says keeping seniors in their homes as long as possible is the goal, but there's usually a point where outside care becomes necessary.
And then they're in crisis because we don't have enough places to send them, or the places that are available to send them aren't getting funded well, and so the quality of care is going down.
Amundson adds that reimbursement rates are not keeping up with the rise of inflation. Governor Greg Gianforte has proposed $50 million in cuts over the next biennium to senior and long-term care services via the Department of Public Health and Human Services. That's nearly 6%. As there are fewer services and increased need, more people will likely become caregivers for family, which Amundson says will impact the workforce. He's predicting a trend called the sandwich generation.
They'll be taking care of their parents as well as their kids at the same time. And so it just puts more strain on our communities to be able to do all the things we hope we can do.
He advises that people and groups in the state pay attention to this rising issue now before it worsens. Nearly 100,000 Montanans will enter their 80s this decade, nearly 70% more than did between 2010 and 2019. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.